Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, Abby. Thursday, my friends. Yeah, the big one before Friday and two before... Anyway, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on the award-winning Drive Show later on today from 4. Yeah, we're bound to win an award at some stage or another. Anyway, we begin with the champions, Manchester City, smashing Arsenal to go top of the Premier League. Here's all the reaction on TalkSport.
A big, big result in the title race, and it's now advantage City. It's finished at the Emirates. Arsenal 1, Manchester City 3.
De Bruyne, Grealish and Haaland got the goals to give Manchester City a 3-1 win. 1 point from the last three games is worrying for Arsenal, and Arteta can't blame VAR this time. The champions back on top of the table. The question is, will they stay there? As the away fans were singing in the corner here at the Emirates, tearing Cockneys apart again.
And here's Pep Guardiola. Guardiola, no one really knows.
You have to fight against us. We are not going to give it to you. And this is what we spoke these days. So today we knew many years waiting that Arsenal, you know, in this position, Mikel changed the club. Not changed the team, changed the club. The vibes and everything is really, really fantastic. And I know for them, play against the last champions, it was the moment. And the environment was good, the fans and everything. And we spoke. There's the challenge. So we have to react. And in general, even in the first half, when we were not perfect, we behaved really well.
Now, here's Jamie O'Hara and Jason the Funboy Cundy on the Sports Bar.
Laura Woods! Woodsy! Can you hear me? Mo Farah! Ganasaurus! Arsene Wenger! Jack Wilshere! Gus Caesar! Tony Adams! Highbury! Piers Morgan! Can you hear me, Piers Morgan? Your boys have got hell of a beating.
Oh, so have they not gone out and signed the striker?
Well,
when you're there, six, 7 points clear when the window shuts.
But it's hard to argue that Nketiah has not stepped up and delivered. Had they signed a player in January and got the return on the goals that Nketiah has given them, no one saw the goal return that he's given Arsenal. But it's in moments like that where you see what Haaland does.
Good player, don't get me wrong, fantastic player. But you've left yourself short. They've left themselves short up front.
The two chances he has, Haaland puts one of them away. That's the difference.
City looking good for their lead at the moment. What can Arsenal do to force the issue? As the ball's played across to Haaland, and he's sealed it for Manchester City. Arsenal 1, Manchester City 3.
Okay, let's go to Max, who's an Arsenal fan. All right, Max?
It's finished, mate.
What, the title? Is it over?
One game?
You can't be saying that.
Mate, trust me.
On now to the Arsenal boss with Lego hair, Mikel Arteta.
Yeah, really disappointed because we lost the game. And when I say we cannot give three goals like we did against Manchester City, and it's a shame because they demand you to play at the best level that there is in football. And I think we have reached that level. It was a huge battle, and I think we have the feeling that we're going to win the battle. And then we just give three very, very harsh goals away, and the big chances that we had, we didn't put them away. When that happens, no chance to win them.
I do think Arteta's got to take a lot of blame here. You could see this needed a bit of a freshen up. The team do something a little bit different. And I think the changes against City when we lost that game, I do think it started from there.
But Chris, what changes would you like to see? I mean, well, only Trossard for Martinelli, maybe, but that's the team picks itself.
Yeah, Well, yeah, but that is one change. He's been off the ball. I love him, Martinelli, but he has been a bit quiet. Maybe coming off the bench for the last 20 minutes, make a bit of impact, freshen it up. Maybe put him through the middle instead of Nketiah, which I know he's been playing well and scoring goals. Just some changes, freshen it up. You could see this coming.
What we're looking at is Arsenal's squad throughout the season. A lot of people, you know, we spoke about this, Jay, at length. This season is going to be a long season for a lot of teams that don't have that strength in it. Man City's squad,
yeah.
It's a bigger squad. I mean,
we said it from the start.
You know, and maybe we're starting to see the frailties of Arsenal having a brilliant start. Yeah. Arsenal have been outstanding this season. You know, until the last three games, Arsenal have been brilliant. Maybe we're looking at that the break in the world.
On now to the fallout in the Champions League, where Graham Potter's Chelsea lost to Dortmund.
Stuff in the Westfalen Stadium. Chelsea not out of the Champions League by any means, but they've got to step it up at the bridge in the second leg. Full time in Germany. Borussia Dortmund 1, Chelsea 0.
I've seen us play this season, right? And we have stunk stadiums out. Stunk, right? Tonight you go, okay. The plenty of positives, but the problem we've got, it's the same old, you know what I said, it will never change football. You don't score, you won't win, right? That's it. I don't care what level, every level. You don't score, you won't win. I can't watch chance after chance after chance. It's like, okay, I mean, what am I watching?
Lays it off to Xhao Felix, takes it round the defender and hits the bar with a left-footed shot. Second gilt-edged chance for Xhao Felix tonight.
I don't care how much money we spend more. We need a striker. You need someone that can put the ball in the back of the net. If you put Didier in that team, totally different team. We're a team that can go and ruthless in front of goal. Yeah. Got a focal point.
I'm Potter out 100% now. Like, I know everyone's saying trust the process, all that. The geezer's got a squad worth £1 billion and he can't get a tune out of them.
No, that's not fair tonight. I mean, up until tonight, yeah. I'll have that argument, but tonight you can't have that.
But we've been having this argument for the past like 4 weeks now. We played well, but we can't put it in the back of the net.
We haven't played well, though.
Geezer's got a squad worth £1 billion.
We haven't played well.
We had the Liverpool game where we played well. No one can deny that. Fulham game before Felix got sent off, we played well. So we've been playing well. But the geezer's got a squad worth £1 billion.
Now, would you Adam and Eve it? At the 11th hour, former Leeds manager Jesse Messi March has pulled out of talks to become the next Southampton gaffer. Here's TalkSport's football correspondent, Alex Crook, to tell us more. I think you'll find he's the chief football correspondent. I think you'll find he's the only football correspondent.
No, I think they're over, certainly for this season. I think if Southampton were to stay in the Premier League, then maybe Jesse Marsh could be back on their radar come the summer. I was speaking on Breakfast this morning about the fact that Jesse Marsh in the last 24 hours had given his verbal agreement that he wanted the job. There was still the contract issue to be resolved with the owners. He met directly with Sport Republic, who are in charge of St Mary's this morning, and wasn't able to agree a contract. What's interesting here, initially it looked as if he would be willing to accept a short-term deal with the option of a permanent contract at the end of the season, should he keep them up. This morning he seemed to have a change of heart about that, wanted more long-term assurances, and decided in the end to walk away from negotiations. This is a big blow for Southampton because they don't have a long list of alternative targets. I mentioned to you guys, I think, some of the names that had applied, the likes of Wayne Rooney, Steven Gerrard, Frank Lampard, Chris Wilder. None of those Southampton were really convinced would be able to keep them in the Premier League. Looks like Ruben Selez will be the chosen one now. He was assistant to Nathan Jones during his ill-fated reign in charge. He was assistant to Ralf Hasenhüttl as well. Very good coach, very highly regarded in the dressing room, but there's a big difference, isn't there, between being a number two to being a number one, and he'll have a baptism of fire the weekend when he goes to Stamford Bridge to take on Chelsea.
Now, from 5:30 today, TalkSport brings you live coverage of Barcelona against Man United in Europa League knockout round. 5:30? Hold on, I thought you finished at 7. Yep, we're off out at 5:30 tomorrow.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, gutted I'll be in the pub at 5:31. Anyway, here's gaffer Erik ten Hag looking ahead to the clash between the two European giants.
Oi, Goldstein, they were giants years ago. They're both rubbish.
Shut your face.
You know you're talking to yourself, don't you?
Oh, just play the audio.
Both clubs who are in the Europa League, I think both clubs have the ambition to be in the Champions League and not even just to be in the Champions League. They want to have a really impact in the Champions League, to be go along the group stage, be after the winter, go in semi-finals and finals and win even. The reality is we are in Europa League, and it tells that both clubs, they needed a reset, and I think we are both on a journey, and we are both, I think we are both in the right direction. I think it's excited to face each other tomorrow night, and because it will help both clubs, because you know where you are. It's a good test. You get challenged, and from such test, you get better.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now here's rock and roll superstar and Man City fan Noel Gallagher. Or Gallagher. No, it's definitely Gallagher. Claiming the citizens, no one ever calls him that, City, are playing to Erling Haaland's strengths at the moment, and rubbishing Jamie Carragher's claims that the Norwegian joined the wrong club.
And after all, you're my wonderwall.
People compare him to Kane all the time because Kane drops deep into midfield. That's not Erling's game. His game is being in the six, is being in the area at all times, sniffing out. He's not going to dribble past three players and bend one in the top corner. He's not that kind of forward. Let's look at it this way. Every big player we've ever bought has taken at least a season to bed in. So God help everybody next season.
But Noel, from Jamie Carragher said that Haaland chose the wrong team. Do you believe that?
Yeah, but no one listens to Carragher, do they?
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 5:30, it's the big one. Barcelona against Manchester United in the Europa League. It's a knockout round, first leg. It's live on TalkSport. After the match, it's England women against South Korea in the Arnold Clark Cup. So loads of football coming at you like Cleopatra. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first day morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.